Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, sitting in a pool of my own sweat. It is miserably hot here. And I am with Akiva Wienerker and Antonio Mazzaro. Akiva, how are you doing?
I'm good. I think people were pretty upset at you after last week.
Why is that? I negged on their state, or?
No. Actually, what was interesting about last week's show, I don't know if you, Antonio, you found this also, is I had a lot more, I live in, New Mexico. You're right. It stinks. Much more than, how dare you rank my, how dare you rank my state 29th? It was much more like, you were too high on these garbage states. There was very little negativity. I thought we had a lot of good feedback. The problem was you, Chester, a noted snake, did not note the fact in the iTunes, comments thing that we were only ranking states 50 to 26 last week.
Yeah, I mean, most people sent me comments like it was pretty obvious 5 or 10 minutes in what was happening.
I wouldn't put it past us to just be like 23, Iowa, 22, that wouldn't shock me if we did that.
Yeah, well, we might have to do that today because we got a tall order. We have the 25 best states to discuss.
This is when the haters are going to come out because people will come after you when you take a positive position. That's really, it's really, really going to take the wind out of ourselves.
People aren't used to positivity on the internet. I feel like we're going to go negative till we get to the top five.
All right, so let's get rolling right away. By the way, I sent you guys a link. State ranking is all the rage. Just last night, John Oliver ranked Delaware, he said, is the worst state. Although he has said Florida is the worst state on many occasions on his show, so not complete consistency there. But we have Florida at 50 and Delaware at 48, so us and John Oliver are on the same.
We're right in there.
All right, so let's get going. We're going to start with the 25th best state, Indiana. And I will start with Indiana because I had it ranked 42. Everybody else, including the two of you and the other three rankings we're using, all had it between 18 and 26, 18 and 28, I should say. So I hate Indiana. I've had it 42. Indiana is like the redneckiest state in the Midwest. They produced Mike Pence. What's good about Indiana? It's basically like a byway between Illinois and Ohio. The only thing it has going for it is high school basketball.
And even that comes attendant with some concerns, as we've talked about. I live right next to Indiana. I spend a fair amount of time in Indiana. What you're saying is true. And I think part of the issue is there aren't that many great states. And so it is perhaps less bad compared to others. I had it at 26, and I feel pretty good about looking at the states that are below it versus above it. I had heard at one point that Indiana was home to more hate groups than any state in the country. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to be spreading salacious rumors, but I had heard that in the past.
Akiva, you had it at 18, which is highest. So anything you like in particular about Indiana?
I found it non-offensive for the most part. Even high school basketball, though, is on the downswing there because they started separating it by school size, which means that you can never have another Hoosiers again.
Yeah, they can't have them around.
Meaning you can't have a segregated team of all white people win the state championship, which I'm sure was about to happen.
I mentioned at the top of last week's podcast, I spent 45 minutes in Indiana once driving through. And I
That's a brag, 45 minutes, Antonio.
Yeah, and I stopped to leave. I stopped to leave my mark, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I forgot about this.
I'll never forget about that.
Because if you're driving from from Minnesota to Michigan, you're just swooping around Lake Michigan. So you curve through Illinois. At least in Illinois, you go through Chicago. The highway passes both Wrigley and U.S. Cellular or Pros, whatever the hell they're calling it now. It's named after some insurance company, I think. Guaranteed Rate Field. So you see some nice things. Indiana, you see nothing except the barn where, as I said, I stopped. They'll have a marker up there one day. So any other comments about 25, or can we move on?
No, let's move on.
All right. So number 24, the smallest state, Rhode Island. Rather inoffensive. We all have it ranked, in the 20s, basically. I think people in New England like to make fun of it and think of it as sort of like the rednecky state among the New England states. But Akiva, you had it as 32, which is relatively lower than Antonio and I, who had it at 24 and 25. So you have any negative opinions about Rhode Island, or too small for you?
I don't have much of a take on Rhode Island. I did so. Antonio, you watch Big Brother, right?
Yes.
So one of the girls is from Rhode Island. And if you had bet that she would have pictures of her scantily clad with Julian Edelman, with his Super Bowl ring in her lady parts, you would have won a bet because obviously this girl
oh my
Julian Edelman I feel like There is no number you could tell me that, like, of like conquests he has had of, like, I don't know what female mass holes are, but, like, there's no number I wouldn't believe.
You've turned our ranking of Rhode Island into a discussion of Julian Edelman, which is right. It's perfectly on brand for you, Akiva. I don't have much to say about Rhode Island. It's small. I really enjoyed Crimetown.
Is that one of your
states? I've not been there. No, I really enjoyed Crimetown. And Crimetown, it really talked about Providence in this first season, and it made me want to go to visit Providence for sure. So good on that, at least.
Yeah, Providence sounds like an interesting city.
It does.
Yeah, I once spent a weekend with my wife for our reunion, for our anniversary. I don't know why I called it a reunion.
A marriage reunion. Well, after your wife kicks you out a bunch of times, it's a reunion.
Yeah, I'm actually Googling that because I forgot the name of the town. Where did we go again?
Provincetown, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and that's like a gay thing.
My bad, yeah.
I'm not even looking, but I feel like the second biggest city in Rhode Island has like 15,000 people.
No, there's a town everybody goes to. It's like a romantic town. Comedy Central had a show called Another Period, which was based in it.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. What's the name of that town? It was like the richest town in America in like the Gilded Age. Oh, what the hell is it called?
I don't think anyone's living in any.
Oh, Newport. Newport, Rhode Island. Thank you. Yeah, Newport, Rhode Island. It's got a famous synagogue, which is like it was the first synagogue in America, and it's like where George Washington sent a letter to them promising.
Yeah, it's like hundreds of years old. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So I spent a weekend in Newport, Rhode Island. My wife basically wanted to walk around and look at these like very gauche Gilded Age mansions. Yeah, I give it a big thumbs up.
She was giving you a hint, and that's what you bought just now in New Jersey.
Yeah. In fifth grade, we had to do state reports, and I did my state report on Rhode Island. So I probably knew more about Rhode Island when I was 11 than I do now. But yeah,
in fifth grade, we had to do elements, periodic table elements.
Yeah, but what about in they don't call it geography. What about social studies? What did you do in social studies in fifth grade?
I don't know. I don't remember what state I did. I know the teacher gave me silver because she probably thought I was stupid. Because the smart kids, like my friend who was really like a genius, got xenon. Because like back then you had to go to the library. So like it's much harder to do xenon than silver.
Antonio, did you ever do a state report?
I was trying to remember. I was going to ask you what the number one export of Rhode Island was, if you still remember it, because I don't even remember what state I picked, but I remember they were big on salt, sulfur, natural gas, and coal. So it must have been one of those Rust Belt type states.
My country report, I don't know what year that was South Korea. I actually remember that one. I've always been sort of partial to South Korea in the Olympics because I feel like I have a kinship with them. Mm.
But you're not partial to Rhode Island among the states. Where did you rank it?
Well, also, yeah, so Rhode Island, I ranked it at 24, which is exactly where it comes in. So.
Yeah, and I hit it at 25, so I guess, Kiva's the outlier a little bit, but we all feel about the same way. It's a tiny state. I mean, I've always wanted to go to the Newport Folk Festival. I didn't realize Newport had that Gilded Age connection as well. Now you're really selling me on it, but you also gave it a thumbs down, so I guess I'm not sure what to think.
Yeah, all right, so let's jump to number 23. This is a state where we are all over the map, Montana. So I'm going to start with you, Antonio. You have it at 14, which is very high. Tell us why you like Montana.
Spent a lot of time in Montana. I'd have to say, I haven't been to every state, but it's probably the most beautiful state that I've been to. It is a absolutely gorgeous natural vistas in Montana. I've been to Glacier National Park and spent some time in Kalispell and Missoula. I really liked the state, and I like that there aren't too many people there. I don't know. maybe that's a scary thing for some people, but I like that it's very spread out, and people live just in the country in the random parts of Montana, and then they converge on these little towns like Kalispell or like Missoula, and they're just bringing stuff into the town and doing the things that they're doing there, but then they're living their lives separate. I just really liked Montana. The weather, it got hot, but there was no humidity, which for me was a big deal, and I just really, really like the natural beauty of Montana. So that's why
So you had it at 14, which is really high. Estately, for those who didn't listen last week, Estately did a ranking based on 8 categories very quickly. It's the number of Arby's, the number of vape shops, the number of Google searches for hoverboard, the number of Google searches for egg salad recipe, the number of Nickelback concerts, the number of Facebook fans of Chris Brown, the number of magicians, and the number of people who like Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle publication. And the lowest total of those 8 categories is the highest ranked state. And Montana, very high on that ranking. I don't know if that's a surprise or not, but Montana is dead last in the country in those who like Goop, and it is also second last in the country in the number of Facebook fans of Chris Brown. So, so Montana ranked very high there. I had it at 31. To me, I thought it's physically beautiful. It's probably a little bit boring, but Akiva despises Montana, has it at 48. It is the third worst state. Why do you hate Montana?
Okay, so first of all, do you ever watch Welcome to Leith, Antonio?
I've not seen it.
So it's like, I feel like you watch that and it's like, oh yeah, I would never even go to Montana for 1 second. I do think that a lot of those, like, not even alt-right, like beyond alt-right, like the real white supremacists, like I a lot of them live there. So I just feel like I would never even go in the state. And, it, you know, to me that has to be bottom five. It has the lowest rank of high school graduates of any state in the country. 81.8.
I just looked up Welcome to Leith, and it says it's about a North Dakota town.
Well, then forget what I said. No, Montana still does have the those people. Like, I feel
it's weird. If you drive around Montana, the people that are from Montana will point out to you, oh, that's where this compound is. That's where that compound is. It's like, excuse me? You're just like identifying like separatist compounds in your state? That is true. That's 100% true. So who knows?
Yeah, a few of like the really like Nazi-ish people I've run across on Twitter live in Montana.
Oh boy, not great. Yeah, I'm reconsidering my ranking here. My love of Montana was based on never interacting with people there.
Well, I don't know. We should have gotten a Montana expert. I believe Jessica Lees is from Montana. She might have a better take on Montana than our guesses.
True. Also, no longer lives there. I might add.
No,
so
she doesn't.
Maybe
live
that's
there,
part
for
of
sure
it.
Not,
yeah, maybe that's part of it.
Again, right? If it like. Nobody, if everyone you know from a state no longer lives in the state, it's a you know, they shouldn't be in the top 25, basically.
Fair.
All right. So that's Montana. Let's get to number 22. Number 22 is a state that I have ranked in the top 10, and it is my first top 10 state to appear. Akiva has it at 14, so he's also pretty high in it. North Carolina. To me, I like North Carolina. It's, first of all, it's got, you know, the Research Triangle is both a great place for college basketball. It also has an up-and-coming professional sports scene between the Hurricanes, the Panthers. It also has, you know, it's a big business center in Charlotte. As I said, a lot of schools. It's physically beautiful. It's, you know, the most progressive state in the South, probably. So I like North Carolina. I will note that Estately does not like it. They have it at 43. So Montana, you know, has a lot of Magicians, Goop fans, and James Brown fans, and Nickelback fans. But, Akiva, you're at 14, so I think you and I are pretty similar here. But Antonio's all the way down at number 30. So, Antonio, what's your issue with North Carolina?
It's really a burgeoning issue. It's a developing issue in terms of, and I think I talked about this on our first half podcast, when I feel like a state has openly declared war on its citizens, it's losing points. And North Carolina, I would have had it ranked probably in the top 10. And I have in the past thought that it's one of the best states. But it is plummeting, both because of the bills that are passing through the state, but also the gerrymandering that's repeatedly being ruled unconstitutional. I just feel like North Carolina is not the best place to live. I don't even think it's a democracy at this point. So I cannot, in good faith, love it as much as I have. I've spent a lot of time in Boone and Cary and these places in western North Carolina. I really think it's a beautiful state with the mountains there. And you're right, it is among the southern states, probably the most progressive, and the Research Triangle is a huge point in its favor. But I just feel like it's losing a lot of rankings. I hit it at 30, and I couldn't justify putting it any lower, but I really didn't feel great about putting it much higher either. So there we are.
Kiva, any takes on North Carolina?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there, but I would love to visit. I'd like to go to the, you know, to see like Cameron Indoor, to a Duke game or North Carolina game. I know Chester's a particularly big fan of the Duke lacrosse team. Politics. So I feel like, you know, maybe we could go together. It's you know, there's definitely things that I'd want to see. You know, my beloved Tim Duncan is from Wake Forest, so that gives it a couple points.
If you like natural stuff, the Outer Banks are gorgeous. Like the state has a lot to offer. It's just I don't think it's a really good place to be right now. There's a lot of bad stuff going on there, and I think they're trying to fix it. There are parts of the population that are really up for it. Akiva, your favorite Survivor player ever, Jeff Varner, is from North Carolina, right?
Or he lives there now or something, but but the what's it called? Like, if you think about it, like, they used to have almost nothing. Like, now they have the Carolina Hurricanes, they have the Carolina Panthers,
right?
You know, they did, you know, Charlotte Hornets started in like 89 or something. Did they start the same year as your Timberwolves, Chester?
Yeah, but then they left. But
then they left, but now
it.
They came back. Yeah. But like, think about it. It's a growing state. They went from zero to three teams.
And there's been talk about them having a baseball team for. I mean, I know the Twins were talking about moving there in like the late 90s. So there's, you know, they've been.
They should just contract the Twins. I don't know if they should move them.
Yeah, well, they were in first place all season until this past weekend. So I think I don't think they'll be seeing first place again in 2017. It's not exactly a hot take.
That's North Carolina.
All right, let's get to number 21. So we just had a state that I have in the top 10. This is a state I have in the bottom 5. And I'm looking. This is the only state I have left in the bottom 15. Akiva has no such states. The next two for Antonio after this one will be in that category. But Iowa. Iowa sucks. Granted, I'm from Minnesota, so Iowa's a bordering state, so it's garbage. But the reason I have it in the bottom 5 is very simple. Iowa, nobody cares about Iowa except every 4 years with the caucuses, in which, for some idiotic reason, a random state with a bunch of old white people overwhelmingly determines who the next president of our country will be. It's meaningless. It's a waste. It's a drive-through state. It's garbage. It's, you know, the people in the eastern half are all, like, Cubs fans and wish they were in Chicago. The people in the northern half are all, like, Minnesotan wannabes. The people in the southern half are probably Missouri wannabes. It has no independent culture of its own, again, except for the stupid caucuses. A caucus in and of itself is an idiotic thing. So I hate Iowa. Garbage state, bottom 5. I have it at number 46. I'm going to go to you, Akiva, first. You have it at 33, so you're sort of middle of the road on Iowa.
Yeah, to me, it's an average state. Again, it has nothing going for it. There's no reason why you'd want to even visit. But I think in-state, they take care of business. Like it's one of the best states educationally in the country.
U.S. News has it at number 6. I'll give it that.
Yeah, and I've seen many rankings in the past where it was 1, so maybe they slipped or maybe it's a different ranking. But it traditionally is a great education state. So maybe they're focusing on their own stuff, but they're not really attracting the tourists.
All right, and Antonio, you're up at number 21. So I think this is a garbage state, but you seem pretty high on Iowa.
Well, first and foremost, I think most of the states are garbage states. And so Iowa is just higher than some of the other garbage states. But it is what Akiva said. I know that education is something. They have that writers program at University of Iowa. They have a lot of good stuff going on there. But I also know they're really good in terms of healthcare. And there are a couple other things they've really got going on as a state. They regularly show up on the good government lists. I spent some time there with the caucuses about 20 years ago, or maybe not 20, about 15. And I had a great time. I thought the people that I met were all very nice. I thought they were eager to be informed, and they thought they were appreciative of the role they play. Caucusing is very different than just voting, so there's that element too. I had a lot of good experiences with the people there when I went there. And that's, I mean, I wouldn't rank it any higher for the reasons you said, Chester. But
yeah,
I don't know
if I would call Steve King very nice.
No, he's definitely not. And I'm none of the elected officials are people that I really admire.
You don't hang with Chuck Grassley.
Yes, exactly. Tom Harkin back in the day?
Antonio doesn't hang with Chuck Grassley, but he does tweet for him.
Shh, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Chuck Grassley had that epically famous, you know, remember that hammer nail tweet in like 2009? Anyone know what I'm talking about?
No, he tweets as if like your 4-year-old
son got
hold of your
phone. As if half his thumbs are broken.
Phone.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't really know what he's doing. But yeah, I don't have very terrible thoughts about Iowa. Most recent Survivor winner, Akiva, from Iowa.
All right, so let's get to the next ranking. Antonio, you might want to get a security guard or some kind of bodyguard to protect you for the next couple of days when this podcast comes out because they say not to mess with it. And Texas, at number 20 in our ranking, I have it at 14. Akiva has it at 6. Well, Akiva will talk about how much he loves Texas in a second. Antonio, you had it at 49. You despise Texas.
Wow.
You wish it was cut off and made its own country.
Wow.
Akiva's, I do. But Akiva's a sports fan. He's a Spurs fan. I'm sure that that's going to come into the mix with his Texas ranking. Yeah. I have relatives who live in Texas. I've visited them. I've been to the major cities in Texas, and they all are miserable in Texas. The ones I have in Houston just can't stop complaining about the crosstown traffic and everything that's miserable there. The weather seems to be internally miserable.
Houston's garbage, but there's so many other good cities.
But my cousin moved to Houston and bought a house, like a mansion, for like $100,000. So,
yeah, well, that's because it's a garbage city.
Yeah, but it's a big city.
Houston is like the Philadelphia of the South, minus all the good things about Philadelphia.
Are there good things about Philadelphia?
Hey,
yeah, the
listen.
History, you know, the food, some might say. I don't know.
The Italians, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really know what's going on in Texas ever. I feel like the people that live around the border get highlighted for all the wrong reasons. I feel like a lot of the cities in West Texas, they make movies and songs and TV shows about how dangerous they are. I haven't spent a ton of time there. It's a huge state. The people that are from there, by and large, are very proud of being from there, which is great, but that means that you never stop hearing about it and you never never stop hearing about the largesse of Texas. I'm not a fossil fuel guy, so I really despise all of that and the industry that surrounds that. There's just nothing good that really pops for Texas for me. And because everybody is so in your face about it, it really plummets in the rankings. That's really, if people just never said a word about Texas, I don't think I would have it ranked as low as I did.
Now, Akiva, you told me that the main reason you had it at number six, the thing you loved the most about it was Rick Perry's hunting camp, which I believe is called a word that I won't say on the podcast.
You could have done a better joke than that.
Well, tell me, why is it six? What, is it just the Spurs?
Well, no, I like the 14, Spurs, but I feel like even if you don't like a certain part of Texas, it's just so big and vast, and it's bigger than like some of the other continents, and it's just a fascinating state. And also, like Antonio, food alone, like if you like barbecue, which you mentioned on the first half of the podcast, you know, nowhere's better than Texas, so I don't understand.
I don't agree with that, first and foremost. And I think that the part of the problem that I have is the people from Texas will tell you that there is no other barbecue other than Texas barbecue. They don't tell you that in other states, but Texas has this aggressive chip on its shoulder, which for being how big it is, it doesn't merit that. Let Kansas City have something. Let them have just one thing. Like, that's all that they're looking for. They're not looking for to be told wrong that their barbecue is inferior because it's not from Texas. It's all about the attitude, I think, really is what it comes down to for me.
Chester, right, would you ever want to go to, like, a Texas high school football game?
No.
You have no desire?
No, because I feel like there's – the fact that these, like, random poor high schools have, like, $60 million stadiums because they have boosters that are paying for their stadiums but won't pay for, like, textbooks says a lot of things that are wrong about American culture. Mm-hmm. Not to get on my high horse, but I'd rather go to an Indiana basketball game or a Minnesota hockey game if I want to enjoy high school sports.
I'm curious, where did U.S. News rank Texas? Because they're tracking
They have it at 38, which is quite low for the states we have remaining.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They don't love Texas. All right, let's get to number 19, a state that I hate on all the time. When I joined Rob and Akiva on the podcast for Making a Murderer, I would not stop dropping digs at Wisconsin. What a garbage state it is, filled with you know, cheesehead morons.
Oh, I think we had to edit stuff out that you said.
Yeah, it all got edited out. None of my Wisconsin hate got through. Rob did not appreciate my jokes. I'm from Minnesota, so Wisconsin's our biggest rival, you know, more than Iowa. I hate Wisconsin. And yet, I put it at 25. And the reason is because, look, it has a lot going for it. It has beer. It has cheese. Those are two items that I really enjoy consuming. And so I had Wisconsin pretty high. U.S. News likes it even more. They have it at 16. Thrillist loves beer and cheese. They have it at number 4. But, Antonio, you hate Wisconsin not as much as Texas. You've been at 42, so bottom 10. Is this just because of Scott Walker, or why do you hate Wisconsin?
It's the same reasons you said. It's also the people that I tend to meet from Wisconsin. Again, they don't shut up about it. Like, they don't stop talking about how wonderful and amazing Wisconsin is, and yet I meet them in places that are not Wisconsin, and they have moved from there. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that. And it's all the things you said. I started watching Making a Murderer, and I didn't even know where it was set. I was not paying attention. I wasn't sure, and I just started evaluating the people that I was meeting. I'm like, oh, this is probably Wisconsin. This certainly seems like the people that I associate with this state. And sure enough, there it was. So it really is everything you said. And the things that it's good for are not things that appeal to me. So that's really what it is with Wisconsin.
Kiva.
And then it's also the Scott Walker thing.
Yeah, I mean, Akiva. I just had it as a mid-level state. To me, it doesn't bring a ton to the table. I feel like the people you meet from Wisconsin, if we were doing a niceness ranking, are usually top five when they're not, like, murdering or whatever.
Ugh, I hate Packers fans. A lot people talk a lot about Cowboys fans or Philly fans or Patriots fans. To me, Packers fans are the worst. I just hate them so much.
Yeah, I mean, I have no direct rivalry with them, and yet I feel the same way as you, Chester. So there has got to be something going on there, some legitimacy to what you're saying.
All right, to number 18 we go. Here's another state where we're all over the board. The great state of New Jersey, the place where I have just decided to invest my future, and I will be moving there officially, getting my license a week from today, next Monday. And yet, I was the lowest on New Jersey. I have it down at number 32. Well, Stately is even lower. They have it at 42. But Antonio, you have it at 20. But Keeve, you have it at 10. New Jersey is a top 10 state for you. Defend that.
Yeah, because you could live there and work in New York City, and I feel like that's, you know, a big value. And to me, Jersey, when we were growing up, was a joke, right? Didn't you remember hearing? Did this make it all the way out to the Midwest, Antonio? Like that, New Jersey was the armpit of America.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but nobody says that anymore.
Yeah,
nobody says that anymore.
Well, Cleveland's the armpit of America.
No, because now, with the internet and everything, we've sort of wised up and realized that it's Florida. That Florida is like the weak link. And Jersey's fine. I do think the Sopranos.
Well, Florida's the syphilitic genitals of America.
Yeah, like the Sopranos, maybe. brought out, you know, some light to like New Jersey being okay. My problem with New Jersey is
the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore, you know, like show that there's a lot of classy, cool people in New Jersey. My only problem with New Jersey is there isn't really like one great city.
Anytime
I meet someone from New Jersey, they're always from like a new place that I've never heard of before.
Well, you said that the reason you like New Jersey is because of its proximity to a better state.
Yeah.
Your argument for New Jersey, and this actually reminds me, when I was in high school.
That matters. If you're nowhere near anyone good.
Hold on. The biggest possible indictment of a state you can possibly give is what you just said, and it gets worse because you're just a random schmo. The state of New Jersey, I remember in 12th grade, the state of New Jersey tourism website, visitnj.com or whatever it was, when you went on the website, you know, they have flashing, like, you know, different highlights of New Jersey. The number one highlight of New Jersey is beautiful views of Manhattan. So they are saying, come to our state so you can look at a better state. That's how shitty New Jersey is.
All right. By the way, you just spent, like, at least $50,000 on a house in New Jersey.
Yes. But it's a garbage state. It's 100% suburban. It's suburban New York, suburban Philadelphia, suburban, I guess, Atlantic City, which makes Vegas seem like the classiest place on earth. New Jersey has nothing going for it. It's just a byway.
I used to think of it that way, and then I spent some time north to south in New Jersey, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. Like, the state does, it's not just a New York bedroom community, which is how I thought of it in the Midwest. And then I also just thought it was as a dirty garbage state, like you were saying. That was the reputation that it had. But the diversity in New Jersey in terms of like the different kinds of people in different parts of the state, and everybody, that's why people always ask, like, what exit are you from? Like, where are you? What part of the turnpike do you get off of? Because I think it does vary from place to place. And my understanding is that the education is really, really good in New Jersey, and that there are things that are marks in its favor, whether it's well liked or not. I think it's actually, other than its current governor, are usually considered to be a pretty well run state, and a state where their things are actually happening that are positive for the citizens.
A pretty well run state before the current governor. It's diverse in the sense that it has both Democrats and Republicans who have been indicted for fraud of various kinds. Governor
Fair
Jim McGreevy, of course.
Yeah.
The whole ab scam scandal, I think, was like a senator from New Jersey. There was the whole thing where federal prosecutors indicted a whole bunch of politicians and rabbis, by the way, for like some kind of bribery involving like human kidneys or something like that.
And yet,
Robert Menendez is currently has criminal corruption charges after him. I think Robert Torricelli. I don't know who he is, but I know he did something bad. I think he went to jail for something or other.
It doesn't seem like it impacts the quality of life of the people there. Like, I don't know. I guess I just, it is, it just seems like there's opportunity. It seems like the education system's good. The citizens aren't, I don't know. You just look at like the incarceration rates in the South and compared to New Jersey, I feel like the crime is lower. I don't know. Maybe the crime just goes unreported, or maybe the mafia does still run it. There's definitely corruption for sure. But it just seems like it's a place where people seem to do well when they live there.
Keith, what kind of welcome party can I expect when I move there next week after trashing my news?
Yeah, you're done, man. You're done.
Well, I don't think it's the friendly state. I don't think anyone's like bringing you a pie when you move there.
Especially not after this podcast.
After this, no.
All right, let's go to number 17. Probably as opposite a state as you can possibly get from New Jersey. And yet Antonio ranked them consecutively, so he sees them as different but equal. Alaska. Alaska, you know, where New Jersey is suburban, Alaska is, of course, rural. Where New Jersey is small and crowded, Alaska is very large and beautiful. My wife and I used to argue about, you know, so I'm from Minnesota, which calls itself the land of 10,000 lakes, but actually, according to the federal whatever definition of lakes, it has between 15 and 22,000. So my wife and I were arguing one day about which state had more lakes, Minnesota or Michigan. And when we looked it up, we discovered that Alaska has more lakes than the rest of America combined. So Alaska dominating even in categories that nobody knows or cares about. So beautiful. On the other hand, it did produce Sarah Palin. U.S. News hates Alaska. They have it down at 43. We're all about the same. I have a 21. Akiva has 28. Antonio was 19. So, Antonio, you're the highest. Tell us what you like about Alaska.
Natural beauty and the fact that no one lives there. That's really it. I've not been there. My rankings tend to reflect, like, if a place is hot and miserable, it's probably going to be lower on the list than a place that is not hot and miserable. So that's part of it for me in Alaska. I don't care that there are only two beautiful months a year in Alaska. I'm okay with the misery. And I have not lived there, so maybe the misery is too bad for even me. But I vastly prefer that to somewhere like Miami, which is humid and hot all year round when it's not raining and hurricane levels. And that's really it. The people that I know that have lived in Alaska said the economy is terrible, that there are very few opportunities, that everything is very expensive, and that's just it's just a bad state for that sort of thing. So my ranking is based almost solely on the fact that no one lives there, it's not hot all the time, and it's naturally beautiful.
It's like living in a sports stadium, I feel like. You know, like the prices are gouged up for everything.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get stuff in. friend of the podcast, Josh Grashin, of course, is born and his parents live in Alaska. I don't know if I would want to. I know I'd want to live there. I don't know how many states I'd want to live in less, not too many. But in terms of visiting and like respecting, I like the time zone thing, I think, is also a big issue that they're like a couple more hours off from the West Coast. Right. I do think.
Yeah, but I don't know how much business they're really doing. It's not like, you know, you have a lot
of
business.
It's not about business. You're like not part of the country. You're not watching shows with the rest of the country. You know, you don't have a sports team. You're not really in the culture.
Who's watching shows in this day and age based on, you know, 9-8 Central? You know?
Well, what about sports, like live sports or whatever? Yeah. The Super Bowl's coming on at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's when football should be shown.
The NFL starts at 8 a.m. Maybe this is good. Maybe we should move to Alaska. Yeah.
Can't sleep in on Sunday mornings. All right, let's get to number 16. We're going to start with you, Akiva, because you were doxing the state. But Illinois is – the internet loves Chicago.
Yeah, we should stop this. We're going to put a stop to this right now.
Yeah, so Akiva, you have it at 23. What don't you like about Illinois?
I like that, like, the level of corruption in the state is almost ludicrous. Like the senator just like assuming he'd get away with stealing Obama's seat.
It's better than that. The fact that the guy who was the senator for like the month, you know, after Obama got elected, I forget that guy's name, he had put on his mausoleum wall, he had engraved the words U.S. Senator even before he had been named the senator.
Wait, did you just call a mausoleum a mausoleum?
All right, you're getting away from the point here. Start hating on Illinois again.
In my Chester rankings, you just fell down behind Jen, Erez, the middle one, the baby. I don't know your kids' names. Mr. Chester, who when I met him for the first time said, "Oh, I don't like you." You're even behind him.
My dad is a very good judge of character.
Yeah, he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Teddy Bridgewater. You should tell him I foresaw the injury.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you hate about Illinois other than the corruption?
No, I think that people from Illinois think that Chicago is on par with New York and L.A. And to me, Chicago's closer to, like, Orlando or Houston than New York or L.A. Like, it's the third best city, but it is so many light years behind. And also, all these people, like, I'm sure you have a couple friends, Chester, who've moved to Chicago. And, like, they start rooting for the Cubs. You don't have that in other cities. It's actually...
Well, Boston.
It's sickening. Like, if you're a Mets fan and you move to another city, you have to root for the Mets.
Yeah.
It really bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Antonio, you have it up at number 11.
Yeah, and the Cubs fandom is the most miserable part of Illinois, for sure. And you're talking about a state which, outside of Chicago, doesn't have a lot to hang its hat on.
That's true also. It's a one-city state, right?
Yeah, there are some nice, smaller, mid-level cities in Chicago. Champaign is, in Illinois.
Louis, beautiful town.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
wonderful. Southern Illinois, like, very rednecky? Although, again, that's true for most states when you get out of the big cities. So.
Yeah, parts of southern Illinois are pretty rough. But I actually, my hot take would be that I prefer Chicago to New York or L.A. Just because it's smaller and it's a little easier to navigate and a little easier to deal with. You can actually drive in the city without being driven completely up a wall. It doesn't have, like, places that are just... that are just difficult to completely, like, miserable to navigate, generally speaking. Some of it's not great, but I actually think it's a more manageable city and yet still has most of the things that you'd see in those other cities. I like that it had its own entertainment industry, which is the beacon for the Midwest. Yeah, it's got the theater scene. It's got the comedy scene. There are lots of really good things.
It does have a good comedy scene, but then when you get good, you move to New York or L.A.
Well, or you move to New York or L.A. to work on a show like SNL or to do something in film or TV, and you were able to do that based on the back of what you did
in
Chicago.
That's why it's third and not first. And also, like, if you love New York or L.A., but you think there's, like, too much culture, too many good restaurants, but not nearly enough murders, then do I have the city for you?
That's fair.
There's so many freaking murders there. It's insane.
Listen, I have New York ranked higher, and California ranked higher than I do Illinois, but I actually just prefer the city of Chicago. But you're right, that Cubs fandom stuff is absolutely miserable. Friends of mine who are Reds fans, these are interdivisional rivals, and I see them posting pics at Wrigley wearing Cubs hats, and I'm like, I know you're a Reds fan. I went to
dozens of Reds games with you, and that this is how we end up. So I really don't like that about it. I love the lake. I think it's beautiful. The winters there are pretty miserable, so I wouldn't hate on anybody who preferred the weather in a different city. But I actually also really like about Illinois that even though there's corruption, again, like New Jersey, I feel like the people that live there don't really see it. Like that was a state where they were wrongfully convicting people. They recognized it. They put a moratorium on the death penalty, and then they abolished it. Contrast to Texas, where they execute the mentally handicapped. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Other than at least it seems like Illinois is a state that cares about some things and is dedicated to not continuing to cause the same problems over and over. So for that and for that alone, they rocket up my list in terms of their movement on that.
Look, I think I once before on this podcast advocated for the initiation of a second Great Chicago Fire. So I've expressed my hatred of Chicago many times, but I tried to hide my bias. I put it at 13 because I think it does have a lot going for it. What's interesting to me is that the other rankers, U.S. News has it down at 29, which is very low for a state in the Midwest. Thrillist has it at 27, which shocked me because, again, I thought the internet loves Chicago, but and Stately also at 25, so none of them too high on Illinois. But let's move on to number 15. We're starting to get some power states. This one actually shocked me that it was this high. Pennsylvania, although I had it at 16, so and Antonio had it at 18, so I guess we're in agreement here. Akiva, though, you have it at number 3. Akiva loves Pennsylvania.
Loves Pennsylvania. You know, I spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania, more than any state other than New York, because I went to camp there for 11 summers. So I've literally spent, well over a year of my life. And the thing I like about Pennsylvania is it's really big. You have like a lot going on. You have like Philly, then you have Pittsburgh and a whole other part of the state.
And then Kentucky in between. No offense.
You've got the whole Amish thing. There's a lot of like in terms of like bring your kids. You're always bringing your kids to Pennsylvania. You know, you got Hershey's Place and Hershey Park and Sesame Place, and I think Dorney Park is in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of like amusement type things in Pennsylvania. The only knock on Pennsylvania obviously is Harrisburg, pretty weak capital. like in terms of state capitals, that's not top.
Pennsylvania's got to get their shit together. Pittsburgh has an H at the end of it. Harrisburg doesn't have an H at the end of it. What are they doing?
It's been all over the place. I think Pittsburgh at one point didn't have an H. I've seen baseball cards from the early 1900s.
Kansas does not have an H.
Yeah, it's a weird state for that. You're right. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
All right, are we done with Pennsylvania?
Right, I like Philly. I like Philly, I think, more than you guys do.
I like Philly.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a fan of Philly. So I like Philly, and that puts Pennsylvania a lot higher on my list for sure. I have also spent time there and like Western Pennsylvania, Central Pennsylvania, and Eastern Pennsylvania. So there's things I find I like in all parts of the state.
All right, let's get to number 14. I need to apologize to Rhode Island. Before, I think I referred to Rhode Island as the armpit of New England. But I think Maine is the only state north of the Mason-Dixon line where having sex with your sibling is legal and, in fact, encouraged. Maine is such a trash state. It's also basically Canada geographically. I say get rid of Maine. I have it down at number 37. Thrillist loves Maine. They have it at number 2. Estately loves Maine. They have it at number 3. And Antonio also has Maine in the top 10. So, Antonio, why do you love Maine?
Yeah, Maine is in the top 10 at number 10 for me. I like the independence of the senators. I like the fact that they seem to have their own thing going. That's a state that has a horrible governor right now in Paul LePage. But they have the horrible governor because it was a three-way race. It was a legitimate three-way race, and he only got like 29% of the vote or 30% of the vote or something insanely low, lower than he should have. But they actually, it feels like their people have their own opinions there instead of being just grouped into one of two categories and shuffling along and following suit. So I really like that about Maine. I'm also a fan of the fact that I guess that it seems like the Kentucky of New England because I'm a Kentuckian, so that appeals to me because I feel like I at least understand those people. They're not going to hit me from out of left field. The natural beauty of Maine is part of it too. The fact that it's similar to Canada is appealing to me, not unappealing. So I'm all for keeping Maine. Where does U.S. News have it ranked? Well, I'm curious because I don't know much other than the seeming independence of its government. I don't know how the state runs operationally.
They have it at 18.
Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Yeah. I don't think I know any. Is Colin Stone from Maine?
Not great for New England, by the way. I think that's probably the lowest among the New England states.
Yeah, Colin Stone is from Maine, Akiva. So you do know at least one person. Yeah,
and Angus King is from Maine.
Lots of survivors from Maine, Akiva. Lots of them.
If you got nothing to do, you just send tapes to CBS and see what happens.
There's some beautiful parts of Maine. I've been to a couple. Like I've been to weddings in Maine, and I've been to some real beautiful sort of campsites in Maine. So there is some physical beauty up there. I'll give it that. It's far. Like you're like, oh, it's New England, it's close. But you're driving from New York, it's like it's a long. You know, you could get to like much of Canada before you get to Maine.
I think what I'm realizing about my state rankings list is, by and large, I just loathe people. So if states have less people in them, or there's a lot of wide open natural space, I'm probably going to find it more appealing, generally speaking.
All right, let's get to number 12. We have a two-way tie at 12 between two states that have so much in common. They're bordering states. They sandwich our nation's capital in between them. So I think it's fitting that they're tied. Virginia and Maryland. You know, when I was growing up, Virginia was seen as sort of like the red state and Maryland the blue state. Like if you were a Republican working in D.C., you lived in Virginia. If you were a Democrat, you worked in Maryland. Now Virginia has become a blue state, actually, whereas Maryland has sort of gotten a reputation for corruption a little bit. What's interesting to me is that they're very similar. Virginia, I think, is just a little more beautiful, has a little more culture and history, which is why I had it at 11. But you guys disagree. You both had Maryland in the top 13 and Virginia in the 20s. So I don't know. Antonio, why don't you start and tell us why Maryland is so much better than Virginia?
I think both states have really good education, and I associate both with good educational opportunities. But I've spent some time in Richmond, and that's the cap. Like the Confederacy stuff is still very prevalent in Virginia, more so than I like. I think Virginia, I had ranked, has the highest Confederate state on my list. So it's not really an affront to them. I like Virginia. I just that
for
part
lovers.
Of
it is for
yeah,
lovers.
Virginia is for lovers. I have heard that. That's the part of it that is a little bit icky to me, and that I have experienced a lot of Kentucky in the part of the state in the eastern southeastern corner, if you will, touches Virginia, and I've spent a lot of time in a part of the state that I'm thinking a lot of other Virginians really wouldn't want to claim. So that might prejudice my understanding or love of Virginia a little bit.
It is sort of ironic that West Virginia first came about because it was sort of the good part of Virginia separating during the Civil War. And now, basically, West Virginia is like 1,000 times worse than Virginia in every way. And like Virginia would never take it back.
Yeah, that is odd. Akiva, why are you lower on Virginia? I'm curious. Have you spent a lot of time there?
No, I just have. The Virginia was a state I wasn't sure I've been to. So I feel like that's a little bit of an odd. I just know Maryland much better. I know many more people from Maryland. I'm open to moving up on Virginia in the 2.0 state rankings after like the Civil War that'll happen in like 6 years. But I don't know. I don't know enough about Virginia to really be too high or too low on it.
Yeah, that's a state where they do. Virginia, I really should, in their credit, I think they do take civil responsibility and government very seriously in that state. I've known a lot of people who have gone to work on campaigns or worked for elected officials at the state level in Virginia, and they have nothing but good things to say about the state legislature, about the people that work there. It is considered to be the polar opposite from Kentucky in that regard, from the people that I know that have worked in both. So I should say that in its favor as well.
One thing that surprised me a little bit is Maryland and Virginia are, you know, so similar culturally in a lot of ways, especially the urban areas, in the DMV. And yet, estately, massive differences for them. Virginia is number 9, one of the best states. And I'm looking at Virginia, one of the bottom states for people who eat egg salad, bottom state for people who use hoverboards. Maryland is is number 40, a bottom 10 state, the only bottom 10 state remaining we have for estately. Maryland has tons of Chris Brown fans, tons of Arby's. So, a lot of surprises. It's the other way around. Maryland low on Chris Brown fans. No, yeah, they have tons of Chris Brown fans. They're low on Nickelback concerts, so that is to their credit. They also have a lot of magicians. Maryland, a top 10 state for magicians, so we might want to avoid Maryland for that reason. But surprising to me that there's such a big difference there, and yet they end up tied altogether. Are we ready for number 11 as we approach the top 10?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is a state just missed the top 10. I had it at 9. Akiva had it at 8. Thrillist had it at number 1, a big surprise to me. I'm going to read Thrillist's little description before I even get to our ranking. Far too much of this narrative of this state centers on Detroit and its many issues. I've just given away, of course, talking about Michigan. The Motor City is becoming a scrappy rising underdog you can't help but root for. Michigan's greatest state lies in its state as a whole. Do you know Michigan has more coastline than any other state other than Alaska? I do, because my wife tells that to me all the time. Do you know it has such an embarrassment of beer riches that you can easily hit Bell's and Founders in the same afternoon? I don't know what those are. Did you know that the UP is so remote and uniquely beautiful that it almost feels like a secret 51st state where they inexplicably love British meat pies? British meat pies sound gross. Do you know most residents are more than happy to apologize for Kid Rock? That's kind of funny. If you answered yes to at least three of these questions, you understand Michigan's charms. If you answer no to these questions, you should listen to the dulcet tones of Michigan tourism pitchman Tim Allen and get yourself there immediately. Whatever. Michigan's good. It's obviously not the number one state. That's a ridiculous ranking. Antonio, you're the only one of us, though, who didn't have it in the top 10. You had it at 12.
Yeah, I love Michigan. The stuff that's going on in Flint is really the only thing that dropped it out of my top 10. And I just don't know when the governor and the people that are involved in the state are doing that. I just can't. I have to overlook the fact that I love the UP or that I love Traverse City or that I love Detroit. I love Detroit. I mean, I'm probably right now where I live a 3 to 4 hour drive from most of southern Michigan. And as a result, I spent a lot of time there. When I was 19, we would go through from Detroit to Windsor, Canada, because you could drink and you could get into all kinds of trouble in Canada when you were 19 that you couldn't really get into when you were in the U.S. So I spent a lot of time going through there, and I've known a lot of people from Michigan. I tend to really like them. So I don't mean to be so low on Michigan, but the Flint stuff's really the only reason I didn't have it in my top 10.
Kiva, you also added to the top 10.
Yeah, to me, my big issue with Michigan is Michigan State University. I hate Michigan State University.
You hate Sparty. Man.
Why? Because they beat UConn that one time?
Yeah, I feel like I just feel like they're always lucking out in these insane wins, like the ridiculous botched punt last year. I hate Izzo. I hate D'Antonio.
Who hates Tom Izzo?
Me. I mean, I'm not a big Michigan State fan.
All right.
But the state of Michigan is a good state, but the college Michigan State is bad.
Man, right, Zach Brooks is just having all Akiva. He's really losing his mind right now.
And
hearing
Brendan.
You say that.
Yeah, one of the things I love about Michigan is the fact that you have, you know, these two huge state schools, Michigan, a top five football school, Michigan State, a top five basketball school, two different schools, the big, you know, big rivals, but so good in opposite sports, which I think is interesting. You know, obviously, look, my wife is from Michigan, you know, third generation University of Michigan alum, so I've spent a lot of time in Michigan. I wanted to hate on Michigan, but it really does have so much going for it. Other than the NFL, of course, where the Lions are a joke, that, you know, they have good history and good teams in all the other sports. You know, people from Michigan think their state is shaped like a glove, which is kind of cute. You drive south to get into Canada, which is a fun quirk.
I love it when someone from Michigan points to the part of their hand where they're from in Michigan.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. So Michigan has a lot going for it. One thing, music in Michigan, probably the best state. Motown is a whole thing named after, is one of the nicknames for Detroit, and completely separate from Motown. Think how many massive stars are from Michigan. Eminem, Madonna, again, totally just forgetting about Motown. Kid Rock, unfortunately, as we said, but so much music of such a varied variety. The White Stripes, I think, weren't they, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
So much great music coming out of the Detroit area. So a lot of props for that as well. So Michigan, a very good state. Not number one, though, Thrillist. You know, get a hold. Even my wife didn't advocate for it to be number one. So are we ready for the top 10?
Man, I'm waiting with bated breath here.
Let's do it.
Okay, number 10 is a mistake. I have to apologize for this. You know, number 10 is a state that all of us had ranked 19 or below. But when I included the other rankings, U.S. News has it at 2 and Estately has it at 1. So this is a state that's really just benefiting from the fact. And let me see specifically on Estately. Why is it so low? Yeah, they have no Chris Brown fans. They have no magicians. They have no Arby's, no vape shops, no hoverboards. They do like their egg salad. But other than that, so that's what really skipped New Hampshire all the way up here. But New Hampshire is like Vermont's ugly brother. Nobody can even tell on a map which is which. They're like, you know, they're the same shape, but right next to each other. New Hampshire also, annoyingly like Iowa, has way too much influence on our political system. Antonio and Akiva, you guys are almost neck and neck. And Akiva, you have a 25. Antonio has a 24. So I don't know if either one of you has any hot takes in particular about New Hampshire, but...
No, I don't have any. Yeah, I don't have any like screaming hot takes. I think it's funny that they're so proud of their political independence, and that's something they wear on their shoulder. Like, oh, just because you won Iowa doesn't mean you're going to win New Hampshire. We do what we want, and I find that actually somewhat charming on that level. But other than that, not too much I like about it. I had a 24, so like really close to right in the middle.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, New Hampshire just, you know, again, if it was up to the three of us, it'd be somewhere, you know, around 22 or 23, which is probably more where it belongs. There's a big gap between 10 and 9 in our rankings. So the top 9 really stand alone. And number 1 actually stands alone by quite a big margin, which is surprising to me. But so let's get to the top 9. That's really where the winning states come to the fore. Number 9, Colorado. I have it number 4, so I'm the highest on it. Physical beauty, it's just incredible. The mountains, the snow, everything else. You know, obviously, the legalization of marijuana is a credit, I think, to Colorado. It has a reputation as being a laid-back place, a lot of fun to hang out in. Everybody has it in the top 10, except Stately really doesn't like it. They have it at number 33. And Antonio, you're sort of a lukewarm. You have it at number 15.
Yeah, everything you said is a market in favor of Colorado. I have a very good friend who lives in Denver, and I think she's coloring my negative perception of areas that aren't Denver. Places like Boulder, which really are just loaded with money, and the ski resorts that are in Colorado. I'm not a big skier, so that whole resort life is not appealing to me. I guess I'm more of a class warrior when it comes to that sort of thing, for whatever reason. That's the only reason I had it at 15. Otherwise, it's a for sure locked in top 10 state.
Kiva, you agree, top 10 state for sure.
Yeah, it's a really good state. I feel like the skiing scene is, if you're into skiing, is really cool. I just think it's the state on the rise. Like, if we were doing this rankings 10 years ago, they would have been in the 20s. And I just think that, you know, Denver and the surrounding areas have made a big jump.
The governor of Colorado went to college with my dad, and my dad says was also very, very interested in marijuana back then.
Yeah, right. Is that Hickenlooper or is that
John Hickenlooper? Yeah,
yeah.
And the director of marijuana policy until recently, he after the most recent election, he sort of went into the private sector. But a kid from my law school section in law school had the coolest job. He was the first marijuana czar in charge of sort of regulation of marijuana in Colorado. Pretty cool title to have on your business card, director of marijuana policy. The first person to ever do that in America. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, Hickenlooper was in the front row at WWE Raw recently. He's a huge fan, allegedly, and he was like chanting along and singing. So he's an interesting cat for sure.
All right, let's get to number 8. And it's interesting, of the final 8 states, the only person who disagrees is Akiva. There's 3 states in the top 8 states are Antonio's top 8 states in a different order. So Antonio, excellent job by you, really reading the room. And the top 8 states are my top 8 states, except Colorado I have at 4, so I have a state just slightly lower that is in there. But Akiva strongly disagrees on a number of these states that he has, you know, as mediocre states. And we're going to start number 8 in Minnesota. U.S. News always loves Minnesota. It's usually number 1 or number 2. This year it actually dropped number 3. Thrillist loves Minnesota. They have it at 7. Antonio loves it even more, has it at 6. Akiva hates Minnesota. I'm sure this is just a Chester troll, but he has it down at 27. Why do you hate Minnesota, Akiva?
I mean, it's too cold. Minneapolis and St. Paul, like, what's the deal? Just battle it out for, you know, once and for all. See which the better, you know, what's going on there? They're two different cities. Nobody knows. What else is going on in Minnesota, in Minneapolis besides Minnesota? Where are the trophies? Like, show me the trophies in Minnesota outside of college hockey. I just think, like, it's a state that wants to be better, but just can't quite get there.
And Tony, you disagree. You have it at number 6.
Yeah, I love Minnesota. I have a head family that live there. Nothing that Akiva said I'm going to take terrible issue with, although I love the Twin Cities. But yeah, I love the cold. I love the beauty of Minnesota. I think that there's a lot of really appealing. I think Minnesota is a very, very charming state, and I've always really liked it. I don't know what else to say other than it's probably the most reliably blue state in the country. Am I correct in saying that
it is the only state that has not voted for Republican in 40 years
for president, right?
Because even Mondale, of course, was from Minnesota. It's the only state he won in 1984.
Right, so it is it's ahead of the curve in that regard, and I can't I'm not hating on that. So I'll thumbs up on Minnesota.
But we also gave the world Jesse Ventura and Michelle Bachmann. So
yeah, well, I guess that much is true. And although the Jesse Ventura thing, again, I just see that as quaint and charming. I guess I was young enough to not realize how negative or the harm that might arise from that. So I just saw that as charming that happened.
Well, it was sort of like Maine. It was a 3-way race. He ran as an independent, and he won with 33% of the vote, basically. So
I also do.
It was 4 years as a joke, and then he got the. And now he's just. He was also less crazy then than he is now.
Yeah, that's true. He's really heavy into the conspiracy stuff now.
Although to be fair, most of his peers from the WWE are dead, so you almost think like just being alive, like you almost can't blame him, right?
I mean,
like he sued that Marine guy and won, and it was a bad look probably just because they bragged about a bar fight, but.
That Chris Kyle guy, the American sniper or whatever? Sniper. Yeah. Yeah.
But Hulk Hogan's still living and had a more embarrassing court case, I think. So.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Speaking of people not still living, Minnesota gave us Prince. I think Bob Dylan's from Minnesota, right? Yeah. Like, there's some great stuff
from
Minnesota.
Bob Dylan is ranked right behind me in the ranking of Jews from Minnesota, I think so.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that burger that they have there, Chester? That has just
with the egg on top or something.
There's something going on there.
It's not kosher. I don't know.
Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, I think it was an egg dairy meat mixture. So I don't know why I'm asking. I'm a big fan of Minnesota. Big fan.
All right, let's get to number seven, another state that everybody loves except Akiva, the state of Massachusetts. U.S. News' number one state this year. Stately has it at number eight. Antonio has it at number four. I have it at number seven. Akiva has it at number 22. Is this just because of the Patriots, Akiva?
No, it's not the Patriots. It's like the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins. Just, I feel like Massachusetts people went from being like lovable losers, similar to like the Cubs fans. Now they win everything. Everything is us against the world. They throw insane temper tantrums anytime Roger Goodell does anything. Like, all these people didn't know the Patriots existed when I was growing up watching football. When Robert Kraft bought the team for like a field, you know, like a kid's field, like for $50. And all of a sudden now everyone is like as a Pink Hat Patriots fan. And these people did not exist. And it's the whole state. All they've done is win. And every single celebrity now is from Massachusetts. And everyone's from Massachusetts. And it's just an overload. And I feel like they need to remember what losing is. Because when Brady's gone and Belichick's gone, and the state as a whole starts taking some L's again, and all those fans, what? I was never really a big Pats fan. I was kind of just like watching every Super Bowl when they were winning. Like, you know, let them take some L's for a few years and you know, see how into it they still are.
Antonio, you have it at number four, so you disagree, obviously.
He's right. The reason that it's at four, when I was looking and saying, should I rank this three, two, the mass holes absolutely were the reason that it took a hit. It took the L for that reason. I'm curious, though, Akiva, when that happens, because I agree with you that the Pink Hat Brigade will go away if those teams go into the tank. Mm-hmm. When that happens, does Massachusetts rise up your rankings?
Yeah, I think you need to know. You need some more humility. They have no humility. They're terrible winners. And it didn't used to be like that. Remember, the Celtics were irrelevant in the 90s, and the Bruins weren't good, and the Patriots were a joke, and the Red Sox were the Red Sox. So it was, you know, everyone likes the team that's chasing, right? It's like you like the WWE. Everyone wants the Daniel Bryan that's almost, you know, almost there. Keeps getting the rug pulled out from him, the Snoopy. The Charlie Brown and what's the lady? What's the girl Lucy. Who keep? But like then you win and it's like okay, what next? That's why heels have to be champions and not baby faces.
Yeah, it's funny. You're right, because the Red Sox, in that when they came back from 3-1, I think the neutrals of the country were saying, "Yeah, take down the Yankees. That's it. Do it." Of course, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Same with the Cubs.
It's one of the worst moments of the 21st century. Was ultimately the Red Sox winning.
In hindsight.
That series. Because because the Yankees had
none of us knew. But none of us knew.
No, in hindsight.
Usually when these tragedies occur, right? Like on 9/11, the only one cheering was Akiva. But most people would like realize it was a terrible day or when Donald Trump got elected. But in 2004, we thought it was a good news when the Red Sox won.
Absolutely, yeah. We thought it was great. This is fantastic. It's great for baseball. It's
just
great
to beat
for
the
sports.
Yankees. Yeah.
Yes. And then it turns sour so quickly.
Yeah,
that is true. But then I love the history of Massachusetts. I know the education in Massachusetts is off the chain. They have a great healthcare system. Like, it's unquestionably, I think, a very good place.
And they're the only state that people will write in after this and complain that they had a bad ranking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take a lot of heat on my Texas hatred. Yeah, but all I've said is I've spent a lot of time there. So come at me.
All right, number six. A bit of a surprise to me. None of us had it ranked higher than seven, but its cumulative rankings were pretty good. Vermont, you know, the best thing you could say for it is you know, it has some nice mountains, it has some good skiing. As New England states go, it's whatever. I have it at 12, so I don't mind it. Akiva has it at 17. Antonio, you have it at 7, so you're the highest.
Yeah, it's just the policy and the politics of Vermont. I'm a fan. I'm a flaming liberal, so Vermont's going to be high on my list. That is a well-known. Kentucky, for example, if you're convicted of a felony, you're immediately stripped of your right to vote, and you can't get it back without special dispensation from the governor. In Vermont, I believe if you're convicted of a felony, they will let you vote while you're in jail.
You get two votes.
Yeah, so it is it's widely considered, I think, in terms of the country to be the most I would say punishment averse or rehabilitation friendly of all the states in terms of crime and punishment. So I, for that reason alone, Vermont is a great state for me. And then I just love the liberal aspects of it. I got to admit it.
I mean, to me, it's like other than skiing, I don't know how much is there, but it's on the East Coast. It seems like a good place to run away to.
Yeah. Pretty. All right, let's get to number five. A big shocker here. If it was only the three of us rankings taken into account, this would have been the number one state. But when we include U.S. News and Thrillist and Stately, it drops down to number five. So a big surprise here. My number two state, Keeve's number one state, the great state of New York.
Wow.
Akiva, your home state that you fled, but your home state, number one,
yeah.
Drops to number five here. U.S. News at 17, a little disappointed. Thrillist at 13, Stately down to 23. So what do you say to the New York haters who put it at number five?
Too many Goop subscribers, I guess. I mean, if you were really going to have a knock against New York, it's like the what we call upstate New York, even though it's barely upstate, like the Rochesters, the Syracuses, the Buffaloes. Kind of garbage, right? Not nothing really, like, they're fine, but Albany, there's, you know, yeah, by the way, tell someone from Albany that, like, oh, you know, like, that's kind of upstate, like Hicksville, and they're like, well, you know, it is the capital. It's like, yeah, Albany people are very sensitive.
Yeah, there's a lot of Trump supporters in upstate New York, but again, that's true of every state when you
listen,
get into the
Trump won Long Island. Trump won Long Island. Not Nassau County where I'm from, but Suffolk County where.
And Staten Island for sure.
Staten Island for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he definitely right. But, yeah. But you know, New York City, best city in the world, Long Island, where I'm from, best island, I don't know, best something. you know, Westchester's good. So really you have like places where, you know, 40 million people live, or you know, not 40, but 20 something million people live, like within driving distance, that are, you know, very livable and good places to live in. You can live in the city, or you can live in Queens, or you could live in Brooklyn, or you could live in Riverdale. Like there's so many places, you know, that are different to live in, and New York should be number one in my opinion.
Yeah, well, it was number one on your ranking. By the way, you are right that New York has too many Goop subscribers. Only three states have more. Can you guess any one of those three states?
You want to guess,
say,
Antonio?
Akiva thinks it's California. Antonio, what's your guess?
I was going to say California for sure. Oh.
No, it's all New England, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Oh, she probably like hired bots. Gwyneth Paltrow hired bots to buy Goop subscriptions.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the. To the final four, and Akiva was worried about an East Coast bias with one person who lives in New York and one person who you know, lived in New York for much of his life. But yet our final four states are Alaska excluded, the four westernmost states in our union.
Wow.
So a real West Coast bias here. Pacific time zone dominating here in our chart. Number four is the great state of Hawaii. Number one on my list. Look, Hawaii is just a paradise vacation. You know, anytime I meet somebody, which is rare, who lives there full time, I'm like, oh, you're a genius. Everybody else just, you know, visits, and you're like, why don't I just make my life Hawaii full time? Such a smart move. Such a smart move. You know, it's beautiful. It's whatever. Akiva, you have it down at 15, so you're anti-Hawaii. Why?
I've never been there, to be fair, but from what I've heard is not a great place to live, especially if you're not a local. And, you know, yeah, it's a good place to go on vacation, but, like, why, you know, why is Vegas in the 40s and Hawaii is 15?
Because Vegas is garbage and disgusting, and
yeah,
Hawaii
but at least
is like
Vegas is like close. So why? By the way, being really far away is a knock, in my opinion. And Hawaii is
far
really
away
far
from
away.
Who? Hawaii's far not far away from Hawaii. Hawaii's the closest state to the number one state because it is the number one state. By the way, the three states it's closest to are ranked 1, 2, and 3 in our ranking. So
yeah, but it's still really far from them.
Well, and I'll say the fact that it's far, quote unquote, far away from the things that we're saying, like, oh, a lot of white people, a lot of Trump supporters, blah, 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 blah. The fact that it's far away and ethnically diverse in a way that most states in this union aren't, as a result of its being far away, as a result of being connected to the Philippines and to lots of other Asian cultures that are there and its own indigenous culture, those are all huge marks in favor for Hawaii for me in terms of its distinction as a state. So the fact that you're right, though, about Akiva, about when we talked about Alaska. I think the comparison of like living in a stadium with Hawaii is there too, because of how much they do have to bring in. So I'm not sure how easy living there is. I know people that have moved there, and you're right, Chester. I always think that they're brilliant for doing it, but their quality of life is great in terms of living in paradise. But they come back to the Midwest and they say, "Wow, I can't believe that I can get X for half the price of what it costs in Hawaii." And it's like, "Well, yeah, because it doesn't have to sail over there on a container ship."
Yep. All right, Hawaii's awesome. Are we
yeah,
ready to
Hawaii's
get to the top
great.
Three?
Let's do it.
All right, number three. Drum roll, please. Again, this is a state that would have been number two overall if we were only doing our rankings. Antonio's number one state. Akiva's number two state. I have it at number six, so blame me partly, although U.S. News is lowest on it. And that's California. So the reason I have it at number six is because there's really two different parts of California. It should be split into Northern California, Southern California. Northern California is awesome in every way, physically beautiful, culturally beautiful, politically. Southern California, L.A. is trash. You know, Orange County makes L.A. look like San Francisco, so that's even worse. I don't like Southern California. San Diego is the most blah place in the world. It's the definition of vanilla. Antonio, tell me why am I wrong? Because you have California as number one.
Well, you're right about Northern California. I just think I find Southern California to be a little more appealing. And you're talking to the guy who doesn't like a nice weather, generally speaking, doesn't like humidity, doesn't like that sort of thing. And the air is not exactly breathable in L.A. So there is that. But I love the entertainment industry, obviously. A lot of the stuff that goes on in L.A. and the history of that city. I find the L.A. Confidential era of L.A. and even the Chinatown era of Southern California to be fascinating. I think it's a really great great thing in that. But you're right about L.A. just being generally not a great place. So there is that. I think the people that live in L.A. seem to either love it or hate it. There doesn't seem to be much of a middle ground on that from my friends who have moved there or people. I don't know too many people who are from there. But I think you're generally right. And, I love Northern California. The reason I put California number one on my list is because it is so different, because it's a big state and the northern part of the state is a certain type of way. And you've got deserts, you've got forests, you've just got all sorts of different things that are happening in that state, all sorts of different kinds of people. And that's the only reason I'm so high on it.
Yeah, I mean, California's
You're
great.
Just a flyover guy.
Listen, California's great. It has a lot of good cities. You know, New York is better because New York is really a city, whereas L.A., it's like a bunch of just different neighborhoods smashed together. To me, you know, listen, it's number two. It's a great state. I got no complaints with California. It should be at least two or one in this ranking. It's silly that it's not, and that's all I got to say.
All right, let's get to number two in our ranking. Number two, the great state of Oregon. Antonio had it at number two. Akiva and I a little bit lower at 8 and 9. Estately agrees with Antonio. Estately has it at number two. Antonio, why do you have it at number two?
Just having been there and the people that I've known from there are fantastic. I think it's a really really great state in that regard. I think there's a lot of compassion in Oregon. They were the ones that were out of the head of the assisted suicide movement in a positive way for people with terminal conditions and things like that. So I always think very fondly of Oregon in that regard. I think it's a beautiful state. The things that it has in terms of weather or in terms of natural beauty are the things that I find most appealing. I like that it's not entirely one way or the other in that regard, that there does seem to be, there are some harder edges there. So I'm a fan of Oregon. Of course, I'm a little bit of a hipster, so I'm a fan of Portland as well. So that's a big mark in its favor.
Yeah, Stately likes it because no hoverboards, no egg salad, no Nickelback or Chris Brown fans. From a sports perspective, not the best. You know, the Blazers are the only professional team. And then you have, you know, Nike University, obviously is good at sports in Oregon State, also decent at football. Akiva, you have it at 9, so you're not as hot on Oregon as some of the others.
You know, it's a fine, very good state. I think 2 is too high for it. But, you know, I don't know if I'd want to live there. I'd have to check it out because, again, it's a state I've never been to. But I'm certainly interested in Portland.
All right, let's get to the number one state. You know, by process of elimination, pretty obvious. A bit of a surprise. Because
by process of elimination,
us...
pretty obvious. Like, unless someone, I mean, I guess you did give one clue before. Like, do you think someone has a list right now that they're keeping?
People have been checking off their list.
If
people
you have a list and you podcasts. Know, and you knew without Chester mentioning before that it was the three westernmost states, write in and let us know.
All right. This is a state none of us had it, as I said. I had it number three, but nobody else had it higher than 5. It really benefited because everybody had it, you know, in the single digits. U.S. News has it at 5. Thrillist has it at 8. Antonio has it at 8. Akiva has it at 5. I have it at 3. Washington, you know, politically, it's, you know, similar to Colorado in those ways. Very beautiful. I've never been to Washington, but everybody says so. Seattle's definitely one of the places I want to visit most. You know, a lot of tech companies there. Close to the best part of Canada, which is, you know, the Vancouver, B.C. area.
You know, basketball team hasn't lost a game in years.
Yeah, you know, they don't have a basketball team, but their football team, although they've become a little bit annoying in recent years, seem to have good fans.
Yeah, best sports team, fans. Look at the soccer team. Forget about basketball.
Yeah, that's true. So, Antonio, you have it at 8, so you're relatively low on Washington relative to us. Akiva and I both have it in the top 5, so why do you have it down at number 8?
I have friends who live in Washington, and I've gone there. There are, like Montana, I think there are some people, and these are people that are in Oregon as well, that are the separatist types as you get outside of the Seattle area and the bubble surrounding that. And that was the only reason I knocked it down at all. And that's what keeps it from being top 5 for me. That's really the only thing.
All right, so there you have it. The top 25 states, according to 32 Fans Podcast, along with some others.
Yeah, where would D.C. be if it was a state? Where do you guys rank D.C.?
I'd say like 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah, to me, it would be in the middle. Probably below Maryland and Virginia.
What say you, Antonio?
Yeah, probably right in there. It's somewhere there. There's a lot I like about DC, but I just don't identify it as much. So I just think of it as part of that.
Just a place. It's we didn't rank Puerto Rico either. Chester.
Yeah.
Was there anything else we wanted to touch on this week? What are we doing next week?
I don't know, Antonio. You're coming back for a third week in a row.
I thought we were going to do state flags, or not. Sounds like you started to do the state capital rankings as well. When we talked about Harrisburg,
someone emailed me to rank the provinces, and I ranked them, and like it got a lot of feedback on Twitter. Like people,
yeah, my ranking was better than yours. Because,
why
like,
do people care? Your ranking got trashed.
Canada.
Why do people care about my rankings? I've been in Toronto for 2 days, and I've never been anywhere else in Canada in my life. People were like, what? How could Prince Edward Island only be 9? Like, I didn't hear of it until I went on Wikipedia. I'd never heard of Prince Edward Island. I didn't know that there was, like, 10 main provinces. If you had told me there's 8 or if you had told me there's 30, I would have believed you beforehand.
Well, it's not 10 main provinces. There's just 10 provinces.
No, but there's also, like, a few territories or something.
There's territories. Yeah, well,
yeah, I didn't even know this stuff just until Wikipedia. And, like, someone might have changed it right before I went on there.
Well, none of it just became a territory in this century or... So that's that was the most recent addition. But you missed a couple, like Newfoundland is like the Iowa of Canada. It's like the state that everybody rags on for being a garbage. You know, it's like a joke, which is why like you had Quebec 10th, and I get the dig on the French people, but like any Canadian making a ranking, Newfoundland has to be 10th. Newfoundland's garbage.
I feel like the people there are nice. Like Canada has the nicest people, except in Quebec. So you have to immediately be in last place for being mean.
It's hard, but yeah, you're right. It's hard to rank Prince Edward Island. There's really, you know, there's not a lot to say about it.
So, that's crazy because Montreal is my favorite city in North America. Like it legitimately is. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful city, and that's just there's so much going on there. But I have heard the same thing. Maybe it's the French influence that makes people really look down on Quebec as a province. So who knows?
Like when you drive in Canada on like, you know, there's a big difference on the road as soon as you get from Ontario into Quebec. Like if Quebec were to separate, it would be a third world country. It's like the south of America in terms of, you know, it's a taker state, not a maker state.
Well, our friend Scott St. Pierre told me Quebec City is a great place to visit. I've not been there, so I don't know. He might have been about pulling my leg on that one, but it seemed like he was shooting me straight and said you would love Quebec City. So what do I know?
All right. So then next week will we rank the 35 Mexican states?
Is that a thing? There's 35 states in Mexico.
I have no idea.
I've never been. I'm going to Cancun, so let me go to Cancun. At least I have knowledge of one. I'll become a Mexico expert by the time I'm back. But, yep. Let me be in the country once. We should rank countries at one point. I don't think we have to rank all 200, but maybe we'll just do like.
I mean, if you know anything about me, if we're ranking countries, we're ranking all 200.
Yeah. Chester and I also have 100 greatest quarterback rankings coming at some point this summer. I've been working on updating my list. Chester obviously has his list. How far does your list go, your QB list?
I mean, it goes far past 100, but we're not going to discuss that.
Antonio, who's your number one QB of all time?
I have not thought about that, so I really don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't really have a good answer to that. I don't want to spoil your rankings. I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it.
Chester's is Joe Namath.
I know Namath. That's not true.
You know,
I know
we
could have
this podcast could have been with Roger Staubach and Joe Montana. They had like Robert Kraft brought a group of 19 NFL Hall of Famers to Jerusalem this week because he's dedicating a field. He's trying to bring American football to Israel. And so there were 19 Hall of Famers, and I got an invite to go. And I'm lazy, and I don't care about celebrities or athletes or famous people. So I didn't want to go. But then Ari Gold, who is the my original co-host on 32 Fans when it existed in like 2010 or something, he said, "Let's go. I'll record. You'll interview them, and we'll do podcasts. We'll do like 5-minute interviews with all the Hall of Famers." So we emailed them, and they're like, "We'll give you a press pass, but we're not promising you access." So I wasn't gonna like fight with all like the 16-year-old kids trying to get like Mean Joe Green to sign a Coke bottle, you know? So I I'm lazy, so I decided not to go. But maybe it was a mistake. I mean, we could have had freaking like Marshall Faulk and Joan Montana. Jim Brown was there. They got Jim Brown to go at 82 years old. Looks
he's an ornery fella, so yeah.
I was gonna say you would have got some hot takes out of Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim Brown.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's in the old man zone where like whatever he was before, his opinions are probably like totally 180 from then. like, and those big names, like maybe it was like Willie Lanier and Aeneas Williams were like the only two like not super famous people, but it was, like,
but Aeneas Williams, like
Andre Reed, I think maybe Bruce Smith. They had some really big names, so I should have gone there, interviewed the Marshall Faulk and Jerome Bettis of the world. Jerome Bettis, my former coworker, but I didn't. I messed up, and maybe next time. I was going to ask Mr. Kraft about the Jets. That's what I really would want to just interview Robert Kraft and see, like, you know, his opinions on, like, the Jets tanking and stuff. But again, if it was next to my house, I would have gone. But it was like a bus ride. I didn't go.
All right. So thank you so much, Antonio, for joining us 2 weeks in a row. Thank you, everyone, for slogging with us through the 50 states. We will have some ranking next week. We'll figure it out, Akiva and I, and I'll get back to you next week.
Sounds good. Trust the process, Chester.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.